up a little bit. I am. I'm going to cheer you up a little bit. We've been down in the Skid Row ghetto gutter, and we've just been wallowing in vice and filth. Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
But I do know what to tell you. I'm telling you that you're listening to the Zombo Deep Archive here on WRCT in Pittsburgh. This show was originally aired in 2009, the 9th of January. And yeah, revisiting it, the Thursday shows are going to be deep archives. And that's really kind of a neat thing. And it's an encore show, and it's a pretty long encore time. And so the regular shows, the live shows, are still going to be on Fridays from 10 to 1. But just keep on digging this old Zombo stuff. It's just a lot of fun to revisit these shows that I have no idea what I was doing. I still don't have any idea what I was doing. But I listen to these shows and it's really kind of fun. It's almost like I'm hearing them for the first time. So it's really kind of neat. And actually, I probably am hearing them for the first time. All I do is archive shows. Never ever get to play them back. Well, dig them, because these aren't going on the Zombo Co. Website. There's just too many of these old shows. So like I'm saying, 2009 all the way up until today, I have everything all put together. And, you know, so let's just jump back into this. And I think, once again, the show is probably called Zombo's Record Party or something. Or I definitely wasn't Zombo in Your Brain. I don't think so. Well, if it is, it is. I don't know. I might have slipped up somewhere. All right, WRCT, and here's another section.
Hey. I don't know what to tell you. You know? Okay, this song's about over. Now time to cheer the audience up, make them happy, and make them clap their hands and dance around in the car. And, of course, this is a great song for children. Lucky Black Cat. Yeah.
wishes, but this genie passing by. And I know she'll grant my wishes, boys, oh, feeling kind of lucky. I feel kind of fun now. Oh, I feel like a blonde now. Bring one on now. I got no worries, got no blues. I feel like I could fly. The odds are stacked, I just can't lose. Feeling kind of lucky, lucky. Begin now. Hey, all the stars are out tonight, and everybody's high. I wish I may, I think I might. Oh, feeling kind of lucky. Oh, I'm feeling kind of lucky. Oh, I'm feeling kind of lucky.
Him from my best friend. Oh, with love so hey. Believe I just quit trying. I don't live in the country on pastries all the time. Been with my same little sugar just 10 long years today. Doggone my good luck so hey. 10 long years today. And if he should quit loving me, I'd throw myself away. Oh, poor little rabbit, you can hop all in my yard. Doggone my good luck so hey. Hop all in my yard. I ain't going to take your feet, nor fill your head with God.
driving through the desert and your car runs out of gas. Lots of luck. Lots of luck. When you try to stop some strangers, they will holler as they pass. Lots of luck. Have lots of luck. So you walk 8 miles and all uphill to call the auto club. And the whole thing's nip and tuck. 'Cause they'll ask you for your number, and your number's in your wallet, and your wallet's in your car, so lots of luck. When your television set breaks down and needs repairing bad, lots of luck, pal, lots of luck. You look through the yellow pages for an honest-looking ad, lots of luck, pal, lots of luck. Then the fellow comes and says your set must go into the shop, and he takes it in his truck. 4 months later, when he brings it back, it's someone else's set. Besides, he drops it down the steps, so lots of luck.
Some people think a horseshoe's gonna bring them lots of luck. A horseshoe is a lucky charm, of course.
But for every set of horseshoes, human beings use for luck. Somewhere in this world's a barefoot horse.
A barefoot horse.
When you buy a tape recorder of the automatic kind, lots of luck, pal, lots of luck. If it's simplified for folks who aren't mechanically inclined, lots of luck, pal. Lots of luck. There's a small instruction booklet that's 100 pages long, and on page one, you get stuck. It says, if unsatisfactory, you must bring this to the factory, but the factory's in Japan, so rats a rock.
Go. Yes, you lucky, lucky audience. Little lucky things for you. Lots of luck. Alan Sherman, this is Mr. Lucky Goes Latin, Henry the Man. See me. The Flat Dual Jets. I had to throw in Go Go Harlem Baby after I played Lucky Eye, and a fabulously happy tune. Hattie Hudson, Doggone My Good Luck Soul. Always wanted to play that on the radio. Finally got around to it today. Yahoo! Feeling kind of lucky, Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys and Lucky Black Cat from Amazing Thrift, number 13. It's a series of CDs I put out a long time ago. Combing the thrift stores for many decades, putting together, I think, 15 volumes of thrift store music. One of these days I'll do something with it. It was kind of fun to put together. All right, we're going to rock things up a bit for this next little section. Is that good? Phones have been kind of quiet. I don't care. I'm not paid by the phone call. I'm not paid at all. I get nothing for doing this. I mean nothing. Except shameless promotion at the Zombo Gallery tonight. Oh, this show is fabuloso. The big hang-up. I asked everybody to bring any artwork into the Zombo Gallery. It's free to get in. So don't worry, I'm not going to... Rats a rock. I know you folks have no money and no job. It's all right. Free party at Zombo's tonight, 6 p.m. till about 10 o'clock. Check out the big hang-up. It is amazing. All the artwork that's just all over the place. And I have Zombo's bargain bin of art. That's right. I have paintings for $10. I have a casket of savings. That is right. Come in and see the coffin filled with dollar items. It's way cool. And Zombo Gallery's at 4900 Hatfield Street. And that is in Lawrenceville. And that is a little more Mr. Lucky Goes Latin. 4900 Hatfield Street in Lawrenceville. And then right down the street at midnight, less than 12 hours from now, I'll be debuting Late Night with Zombo at the Arsenal Lanes.
Yeah, just you and me. Groovy music and bowling from midnight to 2 a.m. Is Lawrenceville the hot spot? Is that the late night hot spot? It is? Oh, hot ziggity. Yay. Lucky, lucky me. Okay, that's what's going on. Next week is the Rockabilly Rumble at Howler's next Friday. The Whips will be playing along with the Cocktail Shakers and some other rockabilly band. That's cool. I think it's every third Friday. What Friday is it? Second Friday? Third Friday. Howlers. And then the 31st Street Pub. Saturday, this band called Vegas 66. Now, this is not this Saturday. Next Saturday. Vegas 66, those poor devils and the Whips. Also, it's great rockabilly, garage, psychobilly, groovy music. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't wait. I want to play some Iggy Pop. This guy still got it. Ugly as sin. Frightfully ugly. And probably a real jerk in real life. But, you know, you gotta really take those things into consideration. You go, well, I really like Captain Beefheart. Why is he such a jerk? Well, I really like Iggy Pop. Man, I bet he's a real jerk. You'll find out that most of these people that are famous are not only talented, but they're jerks. So get used to it. Fame and jerkdom go hand in hand. And no, I'm not famous. Not even remotely. I'm a jerk, but I'm not famous. I'm working on the famous part. I got the jerk part down real good. Punk rocker, Iggy Pop, in your brain, Zombo here. WRCT 88.3. Yeah!
I got both hands off the wheel. Indianapolis every year to see the Indy 500. I go there with friends to drive and race. Every year when they go there to qualify, they usually have to go as fast as they possibly can to get a front row position. They put nitro in their cars sometimes instead of the fuel that's intended to be in the cars so that the cars will go faster. And they do. For 5 or 10 laps. And then they blow all to hell.
Thank you. of your mind and in your shit. Yeah, you shit. Yeah, this shit no bag. The hippie, hippie shit.
I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
There we go. See, Zombo plays music from this century, too. It's all the same. If it's good, it doesn't matter how new or old it is. All right? There, lesson for today. We're the Hippie Hippie Shake. By Chan Romero, Fear gave us Responsibility. Man or Astro Man, Nitrous Burnout. New Big Prince, The Fall. Shambalar, The Cramps, Nausea, Beck. And the Teddy Bears featuring Iggy Pop gave us Punk Rocker. That was a nice, peppy little set. Zombo's Retro Lunchbox. In your brain. I could care less. This is Stereo Lab. And you know your child knows best. That's right. Okay, there you go. I'm not to tell you any more than that. When choosing childcare, think about whether or not... Wait a minute. We interrupt this PSA. Old Economy Village was founded in 1824. I'm talking about Old Economy Village. It's a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. Restored buildings are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society. Yep, a German communal group known for its industrial prosperity in textiles, manufacturing, railroads, and winemaking. I'm talking about that Old Economy Village. Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen, perform historic chores. I got a historic chore for you, baby. And view formal gardens. And paintings. And tools. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, noon to 5. For more information, 724-266-4500, or go to their website, which I heard kicks ass. OldEconomyVillage.org. I heard their website is totally over the top and crazy. Old Economy Village. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that Old Economy Village. How about them animal friends? Eh? Okay, just telling you. Well, they are, okay. Animal friends knows that older pets are not disposable. That's sad. I always see that thing on Craigslist. It breaks my heart to get rid of Jasper. He's a 16-year-old kitty cat, but I just found out my baby's allergic to Jasper. It breaks my heart to get... They had this cat for six... This cat gave them 16 years of companionship. And I was like, yeah, someone in the family's allergic to Jasper. And they put the dog on Craigslist. The cat. Or they put the kid on Craigslist. I seen it all. And yeah, because pets offer us joy throughout our lives and theirs. And so with Animal Friends, they created an adoption program specifically designed and highlighted to celebrate homeless adult pets. That's cool. The Red Collar Society. Let's get some new music here. The Red Collar Society. Where was I? Ah, the Red Collar Adopters earn special perks and privileges. Enrich your pet with a Red Collar Pet Visit today. What the... Enrich your life with a Red Collar Pet today. I guess we want you to get an old cat, old dog. That's a good thing. Visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Who could get rid of their old cat or dog? You know, I would rather have them see, you know what? We don't have time for this dog or cat anymore. We're just going to put them to sleep. Let that rest heavily on their conscience the rest of their lives. Rather than put them on Craigslist or drop them off at the shelter and say, you know what? I ain't got time for this guy anymore. If they know what really what happened to that guy after they dumped him off, they go, oh, maybe he found a better home. No, chances are Jasper's in the cage or Jasper is dead. So think about that before you get rid of your old animal. All right? All right. Ah, this is Little Joy. Another really good thing out of the WRCT garbage bin. It's actually pretty good. There we go. I got my old economy village fixed. And you got your pet fixed. Let's just dig this tune. That's kind of cool. That's brand new. It's somewhat brand new, a couple months old, but it's band called Little Joy. I wish more new music was like this. You know, that's almost worth going into a record store and stealing. But, you know, I kind of prefer the old-fashioned way. That is just having somebody give it to me. All right. Well, you know, I think, you know, we need this. Yeah, this is Spring Any Day Now by Fred Frith. Yeah. And Zombo here. Right here with you, hopefully. My show will be renewed. If you want to email the station, GM, General Manager, WRCT, if you want to let them know about the Keeping the Radio Show in this time slot. It's always nice. I'm very lucky. The 5 freaking hours of the radio. You know? It's a lot of time. But it is a small drop in the ocean compared to the sea of crud that is on the airwaves. So please keep that in mind. Oh, yeah. Spring any day now, baby.
Worry, I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on. slices, it dices. With razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender. It's not a set of steak knives. It's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text other phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the Internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the Internet, because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
I often ask myself that question. Why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
All right, there you go. That's the end of that last show. It goes into the concert calendar, and I'm sure you don't want to hear any of what the concert calendar... It would be kind of interesting to hear what the concert calendar was in... what was that? The 9th of January, 2009. So that goes way back. Once again, you're listening to Zombo Deep Archives, rebroadcasting shows from way back when. And this time was obviously from 2009. I'm going to be doing these shows every Thursday from 2 to 5, doing all the Deep Archives and having that. The Friday show is still going to be live. Friday show is still going to be put on zomboco.com for you guys to download and listen to. These shows, I just don't have the... I just don't want to do it. I don't want to put these shows all online. I want you guys to just enjoy them as they were pretty much broadcast. You'll hear a lot of the old PSAs that are like old family favorites. You'll hear a lot of the old promos that must have got lost in the shuffle over the years. So you hear a lot of the old promo stuff like Jerry Springer and Wesley Willis. That was always really fun to play a lot of those pre-recorded because some of them really go back far. Especially some of the singing ones. So once again, I'm just killing a little bit of time here. I had to cut a song or two out. It just didn't. Let me just put it this way: it didn't age well. It didn't age well since 2009. So I think it's just best just to kind of lose it and move on. So I'll try not to edit these shows, but sometimes I'll go in there and I'll pull a song or two out that didn't age well. You can check out. The website, zomboco.com. It's got all the archives of the new shows and also information about some other stuff that you probably have zero interest in. Let's see here. I got about 20 seconds left, 15 seconds left. Next week's archive show is from 2009 as well. It's from the 16th of January. And as always, I remain in your brain. WRCT.
All right, let's go through a few different news stories from the last 24 hours. Today is the NRA convention, National Rifle Association, in Houston, Texas. It is also Texas, the state, the site of the deadliest mass shooting in a school since Sandy Hook a decade ago. And Donald Trump is going to be speaking at the NRA convention. Greg Abbott is going to be speaking there. Ted Cruz is going to be speaking there. And all of them blame everything other than guns for the mass shooting that took place earlier this week. That's what Republicans do. There has been increased pressure that, I mean, listen, there's been pressure that the convention not even happen. It's a vile event by an organization whose goal is just to sell guns. Their clients are the gun manufacturers. They are paid by gun manufacturers to increase demand for guns. That's what they do. But short of the event being canceled, there's been pressure on people like Donald Trump not to speak there. But Donald Trump plans to speak there, and he is doubling down, posting to his, I guess it's a social media platform, Truth Social.
Truth Central.
Yeah. He posted, quote, "America needs real solutions and real leadership in this moment, not politicians and partisanship. That's why I will keep my longtime commitment to speak in Texas at the NRA convention and deliver an important address to America. In the meantime, we will continue to pray for the victims, their families, and for our entire nation. We are all in this together." Going on to say, a horrible time for our country. The idea that because we need solutions, it makes sense to speak at the NRA. The NRA is never going to have a solution to school shootings or shootings in general. The NRA wants more people to buy guns. One of the ways that you get people to buy more guns is to make them believe that it's really dangerous out there, or to actually allow it to be really dangerous out there. It's sort of the same thing. If people think they need a gun, they're going to go and buy a gun. And then if there's fewer shootings, you go and you say, hey, that's thanks to guns. Go out and buy more guns. Either way, the NRA's solution is to buy more guns. And the idea that they are going to be an arbiter or a meeting point of any kind of actual solutions is absurd. It is insane that, what, 96 hours after this shooting, in the same state, the NRA is gathering to talk about how great guns are and how access to them shouldn't be restricted. So Trump will be speaking there. It's disgusting. It's depraved. It's absurd. But it's exactly what we would expect him to do. Okay, a sitting Florida representative, Randy Fine, who represents the 53rd district in Florida, threatened Joe Biden with gun violence in the aftermath of the Uvalde, Texas shooting. You have a shooting, okay? And then Joe Biden wants to do something about gun violence, and an elected official threatens Biden with guns. He tweeted, quote, "I have news for the embarrassment that claims to be our president. Try to take our guns and you'll learn why the Second Amendment was written in the first place." That's an elected official, ladies and gentlemen. He should be immediately removed from office. The Secret Service should visit him and have a nice chat. And he was confronted about what he tweeted, and he kind of doubles down weirdly. Now, as a warning to people watching, Randy Fine is extremely red in this video, just as a heads up. Listen to this guy. What a doofus.
I think when the President of the United States gets on the day of a mass shooting and says he's going to come and take people's guns away, that's incendiary.
He
turned his speech into a speech on gun control. It was hugely inappropriate. It was hugely inappropriate to do that day. If they are going to start this, they cannot expect us to sit silently while they try to strip our Second Amendment.
You know, it doesn't really help your cause when Joe Biden says, hey, I don't know, we still haven't really tried any gun safety regulations, maybe we should, for you to threaten to shoot the president.